Hi everyone, I'm here today with Jackie Robideau, who is a holistic nurse. Hey Jackie.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm good. It's so good to see you in person and to have a little time, probably not enough time for us because we like to chat, but a little time before the interview to catch up.
Yep, perfect.
So tell me and the audience a little bit about how you came to be a holistic nurse and your background.
Yeah, sure. So I've been a nurse for over 30 years now. I was in the hospital setting for quite a while, many years. And I just really decided that there was more to caring for patients more than the hospital setting. I felt like I needed to do more of hands-on. I started to get into Reiki. I became a Reiki practitioner and utilized that in my practice in the hospital setting. And then I realized I really felt like I wanted to branch out and really and utilize other types of modalities to care for clients and for patients. So I came upon the center through a friend and started here in 2016. And they took me on as the holistic nurse here at New Hampshire Health and Wellness Center. And it's kind of been a fantastic journey. It really has. I'm so grateful and blessed to work with amazing practitioners here. And as the holistic nurse here, I do initially a kind of like a triage, but clients come in and I kind of help them navigate which modalities to utilize for their illnesses. I myself do cranial sacral work and Reiki. We also have Lyme practitioners here for Lyme Magnet Protocol. We treat a lot of Lyme clients. So I do the initial health assessment and put care plans together for them to help them prepare their body for the magnets as well. So I kind of have wear many hats here at
Well, I would say I love New Hampshire Health and Wellness. So I mean, having been there and been not only a client, but working with all of you, it is an amazing group of practitioners. So that let's go to the piece that you're about to get into of like, how does that work, the triaging and the connecting, and then more specifically, also talking about how you do your work with the cranial work. So touch upon both of those.
Sure. Yeah. So a client would call in and they want say they want to do the magnet therapy, the biomagnetic pair therapy. I initially see them. They come into the office, or now with COVID-19, I do it virtually through Zoom or a phone call, and I do their health assessment. So I take a very comprehensive health assessment of these clients and help them come up with a care plan, modalities that they can do to help prepare their bodies for the magnet therapy. So I initially do that. Also, clients may come in even if they don't want the magnet therapy. They're just kind of looking to venture into the holistic approach to healing. So then I would help them navigate as well through our providers. So we have massage therapists, acupuncturists, naturopaths, as well as myself, I do Reiki and cranial sacral work. And so that kind of fits in. And if we don't do something that I feel like they could benefit from, I would refer out. We have a lot of other affiliates that we connect with. So I would refer them out to somebody who actually can help them with what what they need help with. And we have a gamut of people. I mean, between chronic, among chronic illness, Lyme, as well as hormonal issues, concussions as well. We work with a lot of people with concussions, young children, as well as older adults with concussions. So we kind of work with a very broad spectrum group of clients.
Right. So tell me, as we get to concussion, because I know craniosacral is one of the most beneficial things for my son who had a concussion. Tell me about then your own practice within that. You do Reiki and craniosacral. And what does that look like? How would you work with a client just for the audience that may not understand what craniosacral is? And I think most people are familiar with Reiki now, but it's very, very different, and such a wonderful, gentle modality to utilize.
Yeah, sure. So craniosacral is it's a gentle hands-on modality therapy that works with the head, the neck, and the spine. So you're gently creating it's also energy work. You're working within the energies of the body as well, but you're encouraging change within that cranial rhythm. We all have this cranial sacral rhythm. We have cerebral spinal fluid that goes throughout our bodies. And cranial sacral therapy helps balance that rhythm. And in balancing that rhythm, we're balancing the nervous system. We're balancing that cranial sacral system, which is everything. I mean, our nervous system is part of everything in our bodies. So it helps with concussions, because concussions are there's an injury and or trauma to the brain, to the cranium. So cranial sacral therapy helps with that, in balancing that, balancing the cranial rhythm, as well as the cerebral spinal fluid, to help bring that body back and bring the brain back into balance. As well as help the body, help that cranial rhythm, help nurture the body. The cerebral spinal fluid helps bring increased blood flow to the brain. It also helps with getting rid of the free radicals and actually filtering the body of things that don't belong there anymore. And with a concussion, you have those things that happen to the brain. You have those release of free radicals and those things in the body that don't belong there anymore, and cause inflammation and cause headaches and neurological symptoms. So the cranial sacral therapy actually helps with that.
Right. So tell me, who might come to you? What are your typical clients that would then benefit from, who are you seeing for cranial sacral and Reiki that are like, okay, this is, and are they coming weekly? What does that look like for protocol for them? For
an individual? Sure. So usually with the concussion, with clients with concussions, they'll come in for, you know, several sessions, because it just takes some time to kind of read the body and see where they're at. If they're also seeing, 9 out of 10 times they are having the magnet therapy as well. So we kind of work together. So I will see the client before they have the magnets for the concussion therapy as well, because it just helps open up the body, open up the energy fields in order for the magnets to actually help with that as well. So it is the concussion clients. I also work with a lot of women with menopausal symptoms, hormonal issues, stress, anxiety, depression. All these things can benefit. All these stressors of the body can benefit from Reiki and cranial sacral therapy, because it's all about balancing the body and balancing the brain and balancing and bringing the body back into a state of homeostasis. And that's the main goal of what I do.
Right. Well, you know me, I'm a firm believer in energy work, and during the pandemic, though I know it's possible for people to do energy work virtually, there's just the power of being in person. And I know you're able, as we talked before the interview, to be able to get back to that, I think next week, which would be the first week of June. And I think that the power of that, given the pandemic and people's experience with stress and anxiety and, you know, feeling stuck and afraid, you know, is so important. And I know, as I'm walking through, you know, many people have the experience of grief in the pandemic, and I'm grieving my own personal grief of my mother. I keep saying I need this energy work to sort of get myself back in that place, you know, of flow and grounded. And so it's really important work that you provide. And I love the part about, I hadn't ever thought about the menopausal piece or the hormonal piece, and how important that is as well in the work that you do. I thought of everything else, I feel like, but that's given, again, what we're going through, all those stressors, as you said, are critical, you know, right now, to be able to help ourselves manage the unknown.
Right. Correct. Yeah. And I honestly can say the majority of my clients are, have some type or have experienced some form of anxiety and depression. You know, it really, I feel like those clients are the ones that really seek this type of energy cranial sacral work, because it works, it really helps with that balance. It will helps with managing our stress. It helps with decreasing that body burden, so that, you know, that body emotional burden, so that we can cope. You know, cope with these stressors and cope with what's being, you know, what hits us on a day-to-day basis, you know?
Right. Well, and I just came up with this thinking in my own mind, because I always think of energy work as my own form of body therapy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, because it moves things, it gets you in flow, the blood, whatever all those pieces are that wonderfully that you do. And, you know, talk therapy is wonderful, but that sort of that balance of both. So I just came up with that on my own, you know, calling it body therapy.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a good, it works. It works. Yeah, you know? Exactly. It really does.
Well, I'm so glad that we had this time and I got to see you live, and hopefully I get to see you in person sooner than later.
I know. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Come in anytime. You know that. The door's always open. Now it's open, right?
I know. Right. Right. Well, it's good to see you, Jackie. And we'll talk to you soon.
Too.
So I'll check you out. All right. Bye, Jackie.
Great. Thanks so much. Take care.